Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of today, would you try this today? Craig gives woodworking a chance. We'll show you whether he's cut out for this splinter job. Plus, it's a double she made it. The former athlete making clothes for working out or on the go. And the sisters behind a sneaker company that's sneaky good for the planet. And dinner is served. A delicious chicken casserole with a lemony twist that you can make tonight. Today, Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of today. The gang's all here.
You rose up in your seat for this.
I'm ready. We've got a great, we have a great show this morning. Not that we don't have a great show every day. I'm Chanel here with Al and Craig and Dylan.
Look who's back.
She's back. So you had this golf outing in Florida. It was more than a golf outing. I mean, it was the LPGA Hilton.
It was the kickoff of the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. So the way it's formatted, you have one LPGA player to two celebrities, and they're actually competing. You know, this is the start of their season. I played with Brian Baumgartner. I played with
Kevin from The Office.
Kevin from The Office.
Look at that swing. Look at that swing.
Looked like a real golfer to me.
Victor Cruz. I played. So the worst you can get is zero. The first day I got one.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Not better
not
than
the
zero.
Worst. The next day I got four.
Okay.
Right? Improvements, quadrupled the score, first time in the history of the tournament. Then I got 11.
What?
That's Chris Lane, country music singer.
Yeah.
There and Jennifer Kupcho. So she's the LPGA player.
So you did well. You were so, can I tell people at home, you were so worried about not doing well.
Oh, and I came in second to last place. I mean, I didn't do well, but I wanted to be, there's Larry the Cable Guy, I wanted to be an inspiration for people who maybe are nervous to try something. Because they're worried they'll be bad at it. I'm your example. You can be bad at it.
And we may get another example with Craig's woodworking coming up.
That's true.
Oh,
that's true.
You can be bad at something
there you
and still
you
have a good time.
We're proud of you.
Congratulations.
I thought it was awesome.
One thing Dylan's good at is working that remote to get on Netflix. One of the things that Netflix fans may be teed off about, the streaming giant says the days of password sharing coming to an end. NBC's Emily Akita is here to follow that story for us. So my kids are under my plan, like my family. Is that okay?
So it depends. If they're in a different household, then you do have to pay. I hate to be the bearer of bad news,
really?
But it's this pay-to-share plan is being expected to be rolled out. Starting across the country at some time before the end of March. And there are a lot of unanswered questions, including the exact timing of it, including how much it's going to cost to share your password. But they say that it's going to be similar to what we saw in terms of some test runs in Latin American countries recently. And what happened there is we saw viewers who were living outside of the household, they had to create these sub accounts for an additional fee if they wanted to tune in $2 to $3. But again, we don't know how much that's going to cost.
Because that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, how do they know? Maybe I'm out of town. Maybe I'm on vacation.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's not a cousin. Maybe it's
or maybe you're letting like your family.
Well, but I'm just saying you could say.
What if you're actually following the rules and just using your account?
They can kind of tell where you are.
Netflix assures that it's going to let users still access their Netflix account when they're traveling or for someone who's living
policy?
In between homes. But they're going to be looking at a number of things. And there's still unanswered questions around this. But we know that they consider things like IP addresses, device IDs, account activity. That's a big one. They might ask you to verify your device. So a lot of things that are coming into play here. But experts do say, you know, this is complicated. These are complicated waters that Netflix is about to navigate.
There was a time where I feel like everybody just shared their password. I was on my mom's account. My brother was on my mom's account for a while.
12?
I've gotten off it. She changed the password, so I had to get off it.
There are a million people in your situation.
Yes. So how do you know who actually has your account? Can you tell who's using it?
Okay, so this is a key tool that was recently rolled out, not just for ahead of this crackdown, but also in terms of security purposes. There's something now called the Manage Account tab on your Netflix account. And so you go on and you can see where recently people have logged into your account.
Oh, man.
And you can log out certain devices. Oh, okay. But one thing this really comes in handy for, and I know this has happened to me, you're traveling, you were in a hotel, you forgot to log out of your account.
Yes.
So that's a good time to, okay, I'm going to log out of your account. You can even change your device there
Can I tell you something I learned? I needed to reset Netflix at one point, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. There's a code where if you go like left, left, right, right, up, down, it actually wipes you, like it resets your Netflix. You know, sometimes it's just loading and loading and loading.
Yeah.
So something to try.
Well, thank you, Dylan.
Wait a minute.
A lot of changes coming here.
We should probably
make sure that's
that.
True.
Right.
I've done it.
It was
I thought it was a Nintendo code.
All right, Emily and David, thank you so much. We'll check on that just a little bit.
Well, speaking of movies, meanwhile, Netflix execs are screaming somewhere. The Oscar nominations are hot out the presses. They were just announced a few minutes ago, in fact. So we wanted to show you some of the contenders. The nominees for actor in a supporting role are Brendan Gleeson for The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yep. Okay.
I was going to say Judd Hirsch as well from The Fablemans. Mm-hmm. That's what you were going to say.
Byron Tyree Henry and Causeway, and he was terrific in that. Mm. As you said, Judd Hirsch, and we've got Barry Keoghan from The Banshees of Inisherin. And Ke-Huy Quan, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Can I just say,
yes.
Judd Hirsch, especially, I was at the U.S. Open. Lindsay and I went to the Open this year. We had the honor of sitting next to Judd Hirsch. Oh. And we were yapping. And I said, well, what are you working on? And I said, wow, there's this movie. You know, Steven Spielberg called me up. And he's like, I want you to be in this movie. And I said, well, I don't know, Steven, blah, blah. And he was really wrestling with taking the role in The Fablemans. And he didn't know if people were going to enjoy it. And so to see him nominated.
Wow.
Such a great career.
Did you tell him to take the role?
No. At that point, he'd already taken the role. But he was nervous about whether people were going to enjoy the film.
Wow. Well, clearly they enjoyed it. That's awesome. All right. Let's take a look at the category for actress in a supporting role. We have Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
First Marvel movie to ever get a nomination.
Oh, wow.
I mean, for an actor to get a nomination.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Hong Chau in The Whale.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Condon for The Banshees of Inisherin. Jamie Lee Curtis for
Jamie
Everything,
Lee.
Everywhere, All at Once. Her first Oscar nomination.
Ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stephanie
Hsu.
Hsu
from Everything, Everywhere,
also,
All at Once as well.
How many nominations is that?
I think it got either 11 or 12.
11 or 12, yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, category, actor, leading role. No surprise here. Austin Butler for Elvis.
He said, thank you very much.
Colin Farrell, also for The Banshees. Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Paul Mescal, After Sun.
This was a surprise.
Bill Nye.
We just talked to him.
Right. Bill Nye was just here.
That's right. That's
for
awesome.
Living.
I'm happy for him.
Okay, actress in a leading role, Cate Blanchett for Tar, Ana de Armas for Blonde, Andrea Riseborough for Leslie, and Michelle Williams for Fablemans. Michelle Yeoh, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
And the big one, Best Picture, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of the Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, no surprise, Elvis, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, of course, The Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick.
All right.
Triangle of Sadness, Women Talking. The winners will all be announced on March 12th with Jimmy Kimmel as the host this
year. But right now,
One of the nominees on the phone. You love this guy. Ke-Huy Quan, just nominated for actor in a supporting role for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Ke, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning. I am so happy.
How do you really feel?
Oh, my God. I'm jumping up and down, and I'm screaming so loud. Just like the day when I got the phone call, when the Daniels told me that I got the role of Wayman. I'm feeling exact same thing. Oh, this is one of the best mornings, yes.
How could it not? But, I mean, you took home the Golden Globe, so you knew you had a shot, right?
Well, you know, I mean, you never know. You never know, you know. But yeah, it's incredible. When I won the Golden Globe, I mean, I never believed that I would win one. You know, for many, many years, I would watch the show and I would imagine myself being in that room. And you know, when I had to step away from acting, those dreams dissipated. Mm. And I did not think that one day it would find its way back. And here I am being nominated for Oscar. And oh, my God, that is something. It's so insane. I never imagined the word Oscar is associated with my name.
Well, it's a reality.
Wow. Ke, you are inspiration for everybody who has had a dream and is kind of held on to it. Do you know how much your nominations, your win at the Golden Globes, this nomination means to people and is inspiring people?
Well, you know, I hope so. I mean, if my winning, I hope my story inspires people to not give up and to continue to pursue the dreams, and one day it will happen to them just as it happened to me. I'm just so lucky and so grateful to be where I am today, to finally be able to do this, something that I've always loved. And I, you know, I hope, you know, the same for all those dreamers out there who doesn't think that it can happen. So, yeah, I mean, it's so heartwarming to hear that people are inspired by my story. So, yes.
Key.
I just feel warm all
the time. I know. You make us so happy.
Congrats. Good luck, Key. Good luck.
All the best.
Man.
Good luck. And one day I want to meet all of you in person.
You're going to be here. You're going to be here in 2 weeks. So we can't wait to celebrate with
you. I would love to. I'm going to theme that. Give you guys all a big hug.
Yes. We'll see you soon, my friend.
You know what's great? When someone is that genuinely excited.
Joyful.
Yes.
I can imagine him jumping up and down in his room right now.
And I was telling all of you about this movie.
You were.
And I still can't describe it, but you got to go watch it.
Oh,
what, 11 nominations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty good. All right, coming up. I'm still excited for Keith. Coming up, our series, Try This Today. I saw a chance to do something new.
See what you did.
Clean that one up a little bit. Clean that one up just a smidge. Just a smidge.
It was my first attempted woodworking. I'm waiting till you see the finished product.
What
I'm already bored.
Did you make a stool?
You'll see. I did make something, though. Then later, she made it from head to toe. We're going to get ready for a workout or just a day out as well. Third hour of today. Right back after this.
Can I see you playing?
Oh.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We verified under Netflix help that, in fact, Dylan
left, right, up, down, up, down, up, 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 up is the actual.
Jump.
Check the Netflix website. It's there. We are back with our series, Try This Today, where we take a shot at something new. And this time around, I found out what it's like to build something from scratch. I've always wanted to try woodworking, and I called in an expert to help me. Well, try and nail it.
4 cents overnight.
In my line of work, it's easy to get caught up in the news cycle.
Hurricane disaster zone in Florida yesterday.
You've got to stay plugged in to keep up to date on ever-changing events. Making time for myself can be a bit of a challenge.
I do not have a lot of time because of the job. I have 2 small children. I'd like to think I am committed to growth. I need to acquire new skills.
So I decided to try woodworking.
Anytime I see like something that's well made out of wood, I always think, wow, it'd be cool to try to make something like that.
But I needed some help. Meet Kenan Spiegel, the son of a carpenter. He grew up with hands-on knowledge on how to use tools.
I spent most of my childhood around job sites, helping frame houses, taking home the scraps and kind of building stuff.
He's got a job in finance, but his passion project is a company he started called Westport Woodworks. His garage workshop is his refuge. It's where he built elaborate play sets like this pirate ship for his young sons. He's also volunteered his talents constructing personalized play sets for sick children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. In 2020, he got the idea for his next project.
So I was driving with my son, my oldest son, and I was thinking, how cool would it be to build an Adirondack chair for a smaller child?
It seemed like the perfect project for me to start on. First, we use the jigsaw to shape the arms of the chair.
You're gonna place the board on here, holding it tight, keeping your hands away from the blade.
Kenan demonstrates, then it's my turn.
I'm gonna have to clean that one up a little bit. Clean that one up just a smidge. Just a smidge.
Next, we use something called a router to smooth the edges.
See that? Now we have a nice rounded edge.
Oh, wow.
And this one, you can feel the difference.
Yeah.
So it gives it that nice rounded edge, no sharp corners.
My turn.
Wow. Much smoother. It's much smoother.
To speed things up, Kenan has pre-cut all the pieces we need to assemble the chair.
So the entire chair is in front of us?
Correct.
Okay.
Our first step is going to be driving some screws in here. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna attach this piece right like so, just like that.
Just like that?
Yep.
This is cathartic.
Oh, it is.
This is cathartic. We talk as we work about our lives and our families. The minutes slip by, and you can start to see the chair take shape.
All right, here it is.
Here we go. Yes!
There you go.
I am now a woodworker.
Great job.
Not really.
Great job.
But here's the thing. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah?
And it's also really cool to be able to look and see something that you've created.
Yeah,
you know this. Working with my hands, learning something new, taking the time for myself. I helped build a chair and so much more. I want my kids to be able to like see dad make something. Dad did that. How cool would that be?
Yes.
That is priceless.
Yay, that's what color does she want it painted?
We're not gonna paint it. We're gonna leave it.
Just let it age.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Nice silvery gray.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm telling you, I had a lot of fun.
Look at how cute.
Kenan, by the way, Kenan's chairs have become pretty doggone popular. First he made them for his kids, then his friend's kids, and now through word of mouth, he sold about 500 of those.
Are they pre-cut so that you put them together yourself?
Yes, he'll pre-cut it for you. It's like a kit. You get a kit.
Yeah. That's great.
But it's a great way to start.
Last forever. Yeah. She'll have that. She'll give it to her kid.
Oh.
No, it's true. They last forever. That's awesome. That's good. Good job.
I want you guys to try something new now, too.
Okay.
Because you're running the marathon.
I am.
That's impressive.
Wow.
What are you going to try?
I'll get back to you. Sure.
You tried everything.
There's still things to be learned.
Okay. Right. I don't really have a whole lot of time, but as you said, you can find time.
Yeah.
Yes. That was great.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, coming up, we are getting moving and She Made It, the athlete behind workout clothes you can wear anywhere. And sisters turned partners shaking up the sneaker business. Plus, she has some serious players. WWE superstar Charlotte Flair is live to fill us in on this weekend's Royal Rumble. The third hour of today will be back in just 60 seconds.
I wish I could have brought that big.
Well, that was quick. We are back now with a double She Made It. Two businesses that are perfect for anyone jumping into a new fitness routine. Today, lifestyle and commerce contributor Jill Martin Brooks is here with their stories. Good morning.
JMB.
Good morning. I'm very happy today. I have not one, but two.
We love it.
She Made It. January is a time, as we know, where people really hone in on health and wellness. So the two businesses we're featuring today will help you do that in style. First up, I want you to meet the founder of a major activewear for anywhere company. Take a look.
My name is Marguerite Atzik, and I'm the founder and CEO of the elevated activewear brand, Addison Bay. In college, I was a Division I lacrosse player, and after graduation, I worked for a fashion company in Philadelphia for 7 years. Living in the city, I notice women wearing leggings not just to the gym, but to the office, school drop-off, at home, and going out on weekends. It was obvious to me that girls on the go needed activewear that felt polished yet comfortable. So at 6 months pregnant, I resigned from my job, put together a business plan, raised a small friends and family round of capital, and went for it. In September 2018, we debuted Addison Bay, a collection of everyday wardrobe pieces to take women from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. In the 5 years since, we've created a quickly growing e-commerce presence, have been carried by major retailers like Saks Fifth Avenue, opened 2 brick and mortar stores in New Jersey and Philadelphia, and I've been lucky enough to welcome 3 beautiful children. I cannot wait for all there is to come and to continue to be a destination for the modern woman and her modern wardrobe.
Cute.
And we have some of the pieces here, and it is really interesting
so
since the pandemic and even beforehand for a lot of us, but how everyday wear has become literally all day.
Yes. And you want to be able to wear it wherever you're going all day.
And be comfortable and be stylish, and that will prompt you to make better decisions. Mm-hmm. So we love that. Okay. Next up, we are going to look at something to put on your feet now because we need sneakers, right? So next up, a brand founded on a strong family past that's taking giant steps to change the future of fashion.
Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Connie. We're sisters, and we're the founders of Avery.
Our parents immigrated from Taiwan to America in 1981, selling shoes at a local marketplace in San Diego.
We watched them work tirelessly for years, expanding their 2-person operation into a global fast fashion footwear business.
We spent summers helping in the sample room or warehouse, and after college, we joined the team full-time.
Over time, we've noticed just how much pollution the fashion industry created and made it our mission to use more sustainable practices.
So, in 2019, we launched Avery. A new footwear brand that means authentic, versatile, responsible, and empowered.
For each pair of Avery shoes, 8 to 10 recycled water bottles are taken, washed, chopped, melted, and reshaped into yarn, knitted into the various styles you see today.
Our products are made with 45% less energy, 20% less water consumption, and lower CO2 emissions.
Avery celebrates every woman's step, all while making a positive change for our planet.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Avery has sold over 6,500 pairs of shoes and donates 10% of each purchase to organizations like Oceana and Equality Now. Mm. And you see not only, I mean, how fascinating
they're
is
cute.
That?
That's
but they're super
they're
stylish
looking.
As you
yeah.
pointed out.
Yeah, they're really cute and light.
Good for the earth.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a great segment because I've never heard of either one of these brands, and now we know, you know? Yeah.
You know, we love She Made It.
This is good.
A great way
and
to
we
do
love
this.
You.
Yes.
Oh, Jill,
love
thank you so
JMB.
Much.
JMB. Love Fest.
Even more She Made It stories, you want to tune into our streaming channel Today All Day at 10 a.m. Eastern today. Jill has a special episode looking ahead to Valentine's Day.
Yay.
You're going to love the businesses she's featuring. Head to today.com/allday or find it on Peacock.
All right, well, coming up next, her family is wrestling royalty. Charlotte Flair, here to talk about her career, her famous dad, and the Royal Rumble. Third hour of today, I'll be right back.
It's good.
Are you ready to rumble? Because we have WWE superstar Charlotte Flair here in Studio 1A.
Wrestling fans know that name well. Charlotte's dad, of course, the legendary nature boy, Ric Flair.
And she is adding to the family legacy and earning her nickname, the Queen.
Woo-hoo! Recently becoming a 14-time women's champ when she won the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chills.
Love your accessories you brought with you.
You've all tried
the only one I need, right?
That's it.
It's heavy.
Okay, so this weekend is the Royal Rumble. And so we set this up. There's a men's event, a women's event, 30 superstars.
30 men, 30 women.
That's right. One entering the ring every 90 seconds.
Yes.
And nobody leaves until they're eliminated. Mm. Now, you won this in 2020.
I did.
You're not in it this time. But what does it take to be the last person standing?
Mm. Endurance. Mm-hmm. I think it's really about endurance and maybe a little bit of experience and believing that you can win. It's all about, you know, what you're thinking.
Mm.
You're so good. We just saw a video there, you flipping out the side of the ring. I mean, I'm amazed. And I was just looking down. You've been a champion 14 times over. Of course, your dad and John Cena both have 16 titles, and they hold the record for the most. Is that a record that you see and you say, you know what, here I come. I'm coming for that record, or...
Early in my career, no, but now that I'm like
you're so close.
And to be the person to hold the most championships in what is known as predominantly all boys club, I think that's huge.
That's awesome.
Go ahead.
And no, and I think, you know, it will no longer like, oh, she's all like, it'll be Charlotte's dad if I do surpass.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
speaking of dad, and it's been a couple of years now since, you know, he was sick. He was in this medically induced coma. For folks who grew up idolizing the Nature Boy, how's he doing? How's he doing these days?
He's still wild as ever. Same old Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I still put him in timeout.
Yeah.
I still say, Dad, you can't tweet that. Like, stop. Like,
I do enjoy following him on Twitter.
Yep.
I mean, but, you know, wrestling royalty for folks, and Chanel's the same way. We grew up. You know, the Nature Boy and Dusty Rhodes and the Rock and Roll Express. And some of my earliest memories were going to see your dad wrestle at the Township Auditorium. And here you are following in his footsteps. And then he has his last match with your husband. He's with your, what was it like
to
see?
Oh, that was a long day.
What was it like to see your husband and your father in the squared circle together?
Honestly, I was a little jealous.
What?
Oh. Well, because I was like, oh, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Like, I've shared the ring with my dad, but not in that capacity. Mm-hmm. But then again, my husband having the opportunity to be beside him. And at the same time, I'm like, man, I wish my little brother could see this. Mm. Like, and then my husband is a third generational wrestler.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then with my, it's just, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Picture perfect. But I mean, I think my dad could have maybe just managed my husband, but it worked out.
Is there competition? I mean, you're both in the wrestling world, you and your husband. Are you guys competitive?
We're competitive in the gym, but I help him with certain things and he helps me with certain things. So it's like the best of both worlds because he's a luchador from Mexico. So the wrestling style is much different where I'm all about performance and showmanship and the glamour of it. So we play off of each other really well.
That's interesting.
Well, you've certainly made a name for yourself in WWE. How would you say over the course of many years it's changed for women?
Mm. Well, I mean, look. John Cena and my dad hold 16 championships, correct? Mm. I'm the 14-time women's champion. I've main evented WrestleMania. I've main evented pay-per-views, Raw, SmackDown. I don't see anything, you know, that women can't do that the men are doing.
Yeah.
So I think that question is irrelevant now, if you ask me.
Which is how you want it to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got married last year. You were just talking about your husband. I just read, you know, we just did a segment on learning something new.
Yes.
Craig was doing woodworking. I'm doing something. We're all doing something. You're learning Spanish.
I am.
How's it going?
My husband said I have selective hearing. Or, like, I selectively want to understand or be able to speak when I want, and I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
But it's coming along. But when we have kids, I think I definitely want to be able to speak fluently.
I love that.
And have them be bilingual. So
I'll get
there one day.
And they'll pick it up.
Slowly but surely. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll speak English, he'll speak Spanish.
One of your
and
kids
then,
jumping off the top of the crib.
I don't know how I'm going to stop that.
They're like, but you do it, mommy, and so does daddy.
Yeah.
This is a great show.
Okay.
What was your favorite Ric Flair saying growing up?
Ooh. Oh.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. That was my favorite.
I don't know. Like, to me, it's just dad. It was like, you're grounded. You gotta drink your milk. Or like, I don't know. Like, I know he's Ric Flair, but you guys, like, my dad was so hands-on with me.
Yeah.
Like, when he was home, he brought me lunch at school, at every volleyball game, cheerleading, gymnastics, basketball, diving. Yeah. Like, I know he's Ric Flair, but like, sometimes when he would bring that Ric Flair out on me, I'm like, whoa.
You're just dad.
You're just dad. Like, settle down.
I love it. Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Royal Rumble is this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Catch it on Peacock, our parent company, NBC Universal. Okay. Up next, speaking of rumbling, we got a rumbling in our bellies because it's almost time to eat. Delicious chicken dinner, winner, winner, that's going to be a knockout in your house.
But first, we are going to share the stories generating some buzz online, including the new craze known as Lucky Girl Syndrome. We'll tell you what that means when we come right back.
Hi.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are back with another edition of This Is Today, where we highlight some of the top trending and buzzworthy stories on today.com. We have today digital editorial director Ariana Davis, and she is here with everything we need to know. And by the way, you can scan the QR codes in the corner of the screen to read more on all of these stories. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm liking the yellow. So pretty.
Thanks.
All right, so this first story is very relatable for anybody. I know a lot of us are part of these large group chats.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't even keep up.
I can't keep up.
I mean, seriously, like days.
You started one at 5:30 this morning.
That was for work.
Yeah, but I was still sleeping.
You should be up.
You should be up.
I love the Today Anchor group chat.
Yes.
Iconic. Yeah, there's a dad named Thomas DeRazio who basically had enough with his family group chat and was like, that's it, I'm out. I like LOL, reply to everything in perpetuity, but like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
His daughter tweeted his response, and of course, it just immediately went viral because everyone can relate. It's too much to keep up with.
Yes.
So he got off the family group chat.
Well, apparently it was a bluff. He didn't actually leave, but he was just like, I've had enough.
Don't expect me to respond.
Yeah, don't expect me to respond. I LOL and heart everything from here on out.
That's so funny.
This next story that's really buzzworthy, I saw this and I was taken aback. Because I've always known her as Raven Simone.
Yes.
Apparently, we've all been mispronouncing it.
What do you mean?
Since she was Olivia on The Cosby Show.
We have. It's actually Raven Simone. She made sure that we all know. If you do look at the spelling of her name, there's an accent over the E.
Yes, I always wondered about that.
She clarified. She's like, listen, the Disney Channel, since I was a kid, they told me to say Raven Simone. So she's always even said it that way publicly. But technically, if you want to pronounce it correctly, it's Raven Simone. But she said, if you continue saying Raven Simone, she said, don't trip. She's not worried about it.
Yeah, because we had her here and we said Raven Simone.
Right, of course. Yeah. Not next time.
All
right.
Next time, Simone.
We've learned our lesson. We've all heard about manifesting. You know, it's all the craze. But this lucky girl syndrome, what is this?
Manifesting is all over TikTok right now. Everyone just wants to manifest their best lives. And lucky girl syndrome is basically the idea that you're manifesting luck. So as soon as you open your eyes, everyone is recommending that you basically just start saying affirmations like, great things only happen to me. I'm lucky. Good things are happening.
Are you doing this?
Maybe now.
It sounds like something you would do.
You absolutely do this, Shanae.
No, but I wouldn't say great things only happen to me. I mean, that's kind of selfish. I would say to all of us.
I mean, I agree with positive thinking. Yeah. You know, that kind of allows good things to happen.
Yeah,
but this is starting to, like, take a whole...
If you're in a positive mindset, then, like, you know, it doesn't hurt to try anything.
I believe it.
Take it with a grain of salt.
What you think about, you bring about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There we go.
Prime example.
What you think about, you bring about.
Watch what I'm going to be in 2023.
No, it rhymes with the letter P in 2023.
So, Ariana, what is this thing called winter coating? It's a dating trend?
Yes. Oh. Beware if you are single out there. Winter coating is basically when an ex or someone from your past just comes back in the winter months because they're a little lonely or they are maybe a little cold. And
it's kind of like going out.
Yeah, it's a little savage because experts...
A little savage?
Yeah, experts even say that, like, you do not... you if this happens to you, beware because they might leave when the months get a little warm.
They shed their coat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is not a thing.
No, it's definitely a thing.
It's a
thing, and especially in cold cities, Chicago, New York.
It hasn't been that cold here, so maybe it's
not that cold.
It's definitely a thing, and there are women and men who don't mind. They're like, they recognize.
They know.
It's a mutual.
You're sweating. I am. I just find that so hard to believe.
It's so true. It actually is
real.
That is savage. You're right.
It's like cuffing season, but like on steroids.
Exactly. It's cuffing season.
What is cuffing season?
Cuffing season is the same thing.
What is that?
Cuffing season is when you find a boo just because it's cold. So it's like you're just trying to cuff up, like you're just trying to find someone.
So the difference is you had a relationship
a long time
with the clearly.
Yeah, winter coding is like someone from your past that like suddenly is like, let's rekindle the flame, you know?
Dang. The internet is crazy.
I know. Well, next time you come back, we have to talk about
drinking
water.
And we found out we were pronouncing Chanel's name wrong.
I know, it's Chenille.
It's Chenene.
Chenene. Oh! You had to.
Thank you so much for coming.
Is it Ariana or Ariana?
It's Ariana.
Ariana.
You mispronounced it.
So this morning we had a whole conversation, and I'm like, I think it's Ariana.
Ariana.
It's Ariana.
Like Grande. I was born first, but
you were the original.
Why did you correct us?
Yeah. Every time you come,
as it's pronounced, it's time to go.
Ariana, thank you so much, and don't call me Shanae. It's
like, okay, Shanae.
For more stories like these, you can head to today.com or sign up for our This Is Today newsletter.
You said Ariana again.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did, Shanae.
It's okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's because he called me Shanae, I can't think.
When we come back, coming up next.
Dylan's read.
I know, but we weren't there.
We're in the kitchen showing you how to make the perfect weeknight dinner to warm you up on a cold night when you put on a winter coat.
I literally changed it.
Delga Adams coming up.
Stop talking.
Shanae. We are back with our Today Table series. Nothing better on a dreary winter day than some warm comfort food, right? We got a great one for you today, folks. Jocelyn Delk Adams, she's back with us. She's the author of Everyday Grand, and you know what to do. You can make this as well. All you have to do is scan that QR code to get all of the ingredients delivered straight to your door. QR code's on the screen right now. Jocelyn, welcome back.
Good morning.
I know. Hey, it's now. Been so long, guys.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
What are we making?
Perfect meal you're making.
Lemony chicken rice casserole.
Chicken thighs.
Yes. With chicken thighs, because you know it makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
Right? Makes them nice and juicy. So we're going to start by dredging our chicken thighs. We've got some flour here. I'm going to add in some Parmesan. I've got onion and garlic powder. You're like, and then, of course, some lemon zest. Let me see these skills.
This is a woodworker right here.
How much do you want?
All right. I'll be over here all day. Right? Okay, that's pretty good.
I'll give you more.
All right. I'm putting you to work here. We're going to whisk that up. And then we're going to dredge these, okay? We're just going to add this right in.
And why is it so important to dredge?
Well, we want to get that nice coating. It's going to give us like that nice crisp coating. I'm going to get it in that flour.
Does it help thicken up the sauce?
Well, it's also going to thicken up the sauce too, right?
And then we're going to add almond flour if you want.
Of course you could. Oh, come on. You know. And we're going to put this right into our oil. You can definitely play around. You can even use, you know, any type of gluten-free flour if that's
like you like to start skin side down?
Yeah, I do too. I do. I like to get that nice
crisp.
Yeah, we're going to get that crispy. And then we're going to work on our casserole dish.
Do you have to cook it through in the pan?
Well, you don't, because we're also going to throw it in the oven, too. So we just want to get it browned, and then we can get it in the oven. Okay. So we've got some cream of chicken. You want to whisk this up for me?
Okay.
And then I've got some cream of chicken.
There you go.
Yeah. Because, you know, nothing's more comforting than some cream of chicken, right?
So.
Got and some would you chicken add just back some there.
Broth. Yep.
And then I've got our rice that was going to go right in here. And then I've got some garlic, too. I'm going to pop that in. Yeah, because we love garlic. And then down here, of course, you can see that our chicken thighs are ready. And then this is when we're just going to add this right into our dish. Goes right in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You already tasted it, didn't you? Craig started it. I know you did.
This is worth making tonight.
Yeah, look, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Chicken goes in.
So you just put it in there.
Yep.
So it's just a one dish.
Pop this in. Pop this in.
And then how long are you going to put that in the oven for?
We're going to put this in the oven for about 40 to 50 minutes. And then cover it with foil because we want to make sure all that rice gets really tender.
Oh,
y'all over there are killing my dish, right? Y'all know how I do. All right.
Wow.
And then the lemon goes on top.
So you cook it with the lemon there.
Yeah. I just want to get a little bit more of that.
How long do you bake it?
She told you
about 3 hours.
You're eating. You already said
that. What's going on? I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
So, this goes in. You put the foil over the top. Mm. Bake it for about 40 to 50. Then take it off if you want to brown it a little more for about 10 minutes. And then you're ready to serve.
Oh, you got an air fryer shammer.
I sure do. Four ingredients. Because we were talking about the air fryer, how it's like the perfect appliance. If you want to add another appliance.
Yeah, I've never made salmon in the air fryer.
So easy.
How easy is it?
So easy.
What are these?
So easy.
And it's done really quickly,
that's great.
Four ingredients.
Okay, what's
that's
the glaze?
It. So I've got some soy sauce in there. I got some honey.
Okay.
Let me see. What else do I have in here? I
can't even remember what comes out.
Yeah. Oh, that's a garnish. Mm-hmm. And then you just drop it in the air fryer for about like 10 minutes. But sometimes it depends on your air fryer. Sometimes it cooks really quickly. Mm. But I love the air fryer because it gets that nice crisp skin at the top.
Oh, this is delicious.
Come on. I like to make salmon skin bacon.
Oh, wow. I like that. What do you do? You just take
some of the skin off the... In fact, I go to my fishmonger, and you know, he gives me extra.
He goes, I love this skin. It's so good.
He goes to his fishmonger.
Yes.
I want two for two on this. You guys love them?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You support your local fishmonger.
You can buy all of the ingredients.
I wish I had one.
By scanning the QR code.
Send your mind.
You head to today.com/todaytable. He's yours exclusively, I hear. We should mention, Today earns a commission from the purchasers. Third hour of Today, right back after this.
He goes.
Craig's butler comes over.
All right, before we... I'm so tall. Before we go next month, we are launching our series, Discover Black Heritage. Here's the deal. If you know someone who is doing remarkable things in your community, or maybe they've done something in the past, they're a trailblazer, let us know. Just head to today.com and we try to share their story, and hopefully we can feature them on our show.
Remember, head over to our streaming channel Today All Day. In a few minutes at 10 Eastern, Jill has a special episode of She Made It, looking ahead to Valentine's Day. Head to today.com/allday or find it on Peacock.
Hey, coming up tomorrow in the third hour, how to add foam rolling.
You're bigger.
I'm doing that now. It's a killer, but it's necessary.
Moment? Oh.
No, not right now. Hold on.
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, American Auto Star, on a gas style.
Oh, nice. Good.
We're going to see you tomorrow. Yeah. Have a great day.
Bye, Nate.
Bye, Nate. Bye, Nate.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.